A group of students and alumni from Berklee College of Music in Boston have returned to the United States after 3 weeks in Kenya. They were part of a cultural exchange program aimed at transforming lives through music. They taught music, performed, donated instruments to a local community center, and learned about traditional Kenyan music. Music is an integral part of life in Kenya.
Growing up, I sang a lot in school, and we had competitions in choir and music every year.
Sam Lutomia is on the staff at Berklee College of Music in Boston. He was born and raised in Kenya.
When I moved into the States, I got exposed to a higher level of music, and I was like, there's something that I can do now that I'm in the States.
He co-founded Global Youth Groove. Its goal is to expose Kenyan young people to Western music and encourage them to pursue music as a career.
I started talking with students at Berklee College of Music and faculty members, and they all responded positively, and we started collecting instruments. After that, we traveled to Kenya last month to start a community center.
13 Americans made the trip, including 4 high school students from the Boston area. Among them was 17-year-old Marina Miller.
We started out in Nairobi, and we got a chance to meet local musicians there and listen to them play.
In Kakamega, in western Kenya, the Americans presented a gift, says project coordinator Aaron Culverson.
We've gathered like 20 instruments, include acoustic guitar, electric guitar, acoustic violin, flute, clarinet, saxophone, also a trumpet and a trombone. We have some recorders. They also have an entire drum kit, laptops, and recording software.
Dozens of young Kenyans between the ages of 15 and 30 took the workshops offered by the group. Berklee student David Chapman says for some of the Kenyans, it was the first time to see and touch such instruments.
Their music classes would just be them reading books about Western instruments.
Chapman says the Berklee approach was hands-on.
We would lecture for a while and teach, and everything would be very interactive. If anyone had any questions or wanted to play with instruments, we would always welcome that.
Project coordinator Aaron Culverson says music can be empowering.
When you put music in front of kids, it seems that their minds open up. Music gives a chance for them to express themselves through song and writing the song.
The group also held workshops in orphanages and performed at a national music festival. Throughout the trip, Culverson says, they met with local musicians and listened to them play. They also learned about traditional Kenyan instruments, dances, and songs.
Jambo, jambo, bwana, mizuri sana. Habari gani, wageni, wageni bishwa, Kenya yetu, hakuna matata. And that pretty much is saying like, it's nice to meet you in Kenya where there are no worries.
Although the trip is over, its impact continues, says Nairobi native Wambura Mitaru, who studies at Berklee.
Up till today, the kids are talking to one another. There's one young man, his name is Scott from Kenya, and he plays violin, and he met Aaron Culverson from Berklee, and they really got to jam with each other and play the violin. And Scott got to learn about different things. He now plays everywhere when he can.
Trip leader Sam Lutomia says he's happy with the enthusiasm the exchange program has generated. He hopes the trip will become an annual event and expand to neighboring countries. For writer Faiza El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.